Hello, everyone.
How are you doing?
Good. Tired.
Speaking of tired, what do you remember about a game against San Diego back in 07?
A long time ago. Yeah, Coach Turner. I remember running by him a couple times on the sideline, opposing side. Just a great game, you know. Great effort by the offense. I would say when I look back on the games I've been a part of, as far as, you know, rushing the ball, that was probably like the best game collectively, you know, I've been a part of. You know, offensive line and sync and receivers, you know, just dedicated to running the ball. You know, those guys want to catch, you know, in that game. Those guys really put their ears back and got after it. So the result, you know, shows the effort, but it gets kind of overlooked with, oh, Adrian, you know, 296, he sets the record, but those are the things that I remember.
How many runs from that game are still, like, vivid in your mind?
I think two. It was a G-ball's play to the right, going into the end zone towards our tunnel. I remember that one because it was, I remember EB getting on me in the first half about just trusting it and getting around the corner, you know. And I trusted it. It really didn't look clean. And I just kept pressing it, and I was able just to, you know, break for like 30 or 40 yards. And then I remember, I don't know if it was the first half, I can't remember what quarter it was, first or third quarter. I remember a long run to the left side, going towards the tunnel as well. I think it was maybe like 30 or 40 yards, and I fumbled and knocked the ball out. So it was just like, it was like a big run. It was, you know, just a big play, you know, and they end up getting the ball. But I remember that because it was just like, it was a big deal, but it wasn't, you know. I don't know, I guess we were just in the zone. It was like, let's get it back, you know, hold it tight, high and tight, and keep pounding the rock.
LaDainian Tomlinson was saying he thought that was kind of a passing the torch. I mean, you grew up idolizing LaDainian, and then here he is going against his team, and you have the big game. You said it was kind of a passing the torch for, like, a great running back. Did you agree with that, or how flattered are you hearing him say that?
Yeah, it means a lot to hear him say that, you know, because I went to that game, you know, LT was a guy that I looked up to, and, you know, one of the guys that inspired me to be great as well. You know, so I was pretty wired up to, you know, to see him run and, you know, play against him. You know, so, yeah, I guess you can say that, kind of passing the torch. I'm not ready to pass the torch, I can see that.
Not to Bellingham.
No.
How mind-boggling, the 253 yards in the second half. I mean, that's just insane, that many yards and a half. How mind-boggling is it when you think about that?
It is crazy. I was, you know, I was doing an interview with PA, and he was like, wow, 253 yards in the second half? I was like, yeah. So that is kind of crazy when you think about it. But it just goes to show what type of groove we were in offensively.
Adrian, you look at all the yards that Chester had in the second half, too. There was one series where they get four or five carries. You ever think about where that record could have been if you just would have kept carrying the ball?
I do. I'm not going to lie to you. I do look back, and I think I'm just like, man, I could have been the first person to go over 300, you know, 4 yards, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I guess it wasn't meant to happen, or it would have happened. But I can see this. If I get close to 296 or 300 again, I'll be asking for it this time.
How'd you like the reaction of the crowd?
Say again?
How'd you like the reaction of the crowd?
In that game?
Yeah, the crowd was yelling AP.
Oh, it was last week. It was a good feeling inside, you know, just to feel the support from the fans, and, you know, just kind of reassuring that they have my back.
I like Lime as a blocker for you.
Zach is doing a great job, you know, in losing Jerome, you know, hurt, but he picked up the slack, and he's taking it serious, and, you know, he's been productive and helping us out.
In the past, he hadn't had too many good days against Detroit. Did they do anything special, different than they did the other game?
Not really, to be honest with you. You know, they're always good up front, and, you know, they play hard and play physical. I think they did that, you know, last week. But, you know, we we came out with more intensity than them.
Adrian, you sat out. You sat out for a year, which is well chronicled. You had a tough first game against San Francisco. Now, with the game you had against Detroit, do you feel like all's kind of back to normal now? It's like back to old times, or how would you
back to old times? In my mind, I was, you know, I would say so. It's kind of funny how things kind of shaped out week one, and then you know transitioned into to week two. I'll see how I feel this week when I'm out there. You know, my body-wise, I really was able to kind of get my body broken in this game. You know, 30 carries, 29 carries, you know, maybe like 30-something touches. So my body really took a pounding. So kind of build that callus, you know, over the entire body to get back out there. So I'm sure guys will be bouncing off me a little more this Sunday.
Not playing last year didn't affect you at all.
Hopefully I'll break it. Say again, sir.
Not playing last year didn't seem to affect you at all.
A little bit, you know, because being out there and not being able to play full speed for a full year and you know, really dodging guys and trying to make guys miss, you know, it's different. You know, you have to adjust to that. I worked extremely hard to be able to come back and, you know, be able to go, you know, and not look like I missed a step. But I can tell, you know, 130 some yards, people say, oh, he looks good, and this, that, and other. But I wasn't the Asian priest, and I remember last Sunday.
Kind of what Dave was just saying, it's a different NFL now. It's 300 yards in this day's game, and that's almost like 450 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's possible. It can happen. Anything is possible. Just got to get in the role, and it's got to be one of those days, you know.
When you're playing, do you know about how many yards you have during the game? I mean, is it that year with 296, did you have any idea you were getting close?
I had no idea until it was like fourth quarter. It was like, hey, you're like, yeah, 4 or 5 yards. And Jeff might have came up and said something to me. And then I got in, coach put me in, I ended up going past the record, and then they took me out, you know, so. But, yeah, it's not something that I think about. I just go out there and play. I've learned if you go out there and think about, hey, 200 yards or 100 yards, you're not going to get it. Just go out there and play, and you can tally it up at the end.
Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
Would you rather fight a grizzly bear or three wolves?
A grizzly bear, three wolves?
Wow. You're dead.
Would I have to fight? Can I run?
No, you have to fight. If you run, it turns into 7 grizzly bears and 26 wolves.
Well, I'll run and just go and take my chances against the grizzly bears and run in zigzag with the wolves. You know, the strength of the wolf is the pack, so I don't want to go against them.
Thank you for your answer.
What if there were Minnesota Timberwolves?
Take them all.
Yeah, I'll take them.
If there was one particular play they couldn't stop, or I've talked to people who said there was like a stretch run play where they just couldn't stop and you guys kept going to it.
Yeah, it was the G-Boss play. We kept getting the edge, and that's the play I was kind of talking about earlier. We kept getting the edge, but I kept the first half, I was cutting it inside. You know, I was getting 4 or 5, you know. But EB got on me, got me straight. We kept gutting them with that outside zone.
Because that front seven, I don't know if you remember, that was a good run defense.
Yeah,
wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah.
This defense, maybe a little susceptible to the run, it seems. I mean, do you ever have a feeling like you're going to have a great game? Are you ever, like, thinking you're going to and it doesn't? I mean, how does that work out?
Yeah, every week I think I'm going to have a great game. I'm not going to tell you. I think I'm going to have a great game. Week one, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to tear it up. But it didn't happen that way, you know. Yeah, you always go in with that mindset. You know, with the defense that we're playing against, and they're a little smaller up front, but with that, they're more, you know, they're faster. They're, you know, a lot more quicker and faster. I mean, you know, explosive off the ball. And, you know, they play good against the run. And they haven't showed that the past 2 weeks, but I'm sure coming into Minnesota to play against us, they're going to make sure that, you know, they're ready to stop the run. You know, I've been telling the guys, be ready for a fight. You know, phantom, peace. All right.
Thank you.
Wow.